Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Barry, Nick, and Joel, and a special guest on The Usual Suspects in hour number one. We felt like we may have slighted Juggalo Trey because we had the intern Olympics yesterday, which was a huge success based on your guys' response. And you just can't make stuff out like up like asteroids as your local baseball team. But Juggalo Trey's birthday was yesterday, and he wasn't in the studio, so Barry and I thought we should bring him in and wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Flag Day today.
Does it have any correlation to your birthday?
I don't think so. But
worth mentioning, though.
Yeah. You okay. Know.
Just wanted to
get that out there.
Yeah. Share that. How are you celebrating Flag Day?
I don't know. I don't
rebel flag.
No. Oh no. No.
Well, you are from what, Baytown?
Yeah, but
I figured
don't
you'd
condone,
go rebel for it.
I don't flag. Condone the Confederate battle flag.
Okay.
Good. I mean, if you want to fly it on your property, that's cool.
No.
But don't.
No, it's not even cool, Dan.
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so how old are you, Trey? You turned
22.
You turned 22 yesterday.
22.
Okay, good for you. So you were 21.
Now I'm 22.
All right, good job.
Are you still 22?
Did you go drinking?
I did not.
Well, have you ever been drunk before?
I have not.
You've never been drunk before?
Never.
Have you ever had a drink before?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've drank a few PBRs. Weren't you macking hard at the NCAA?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
He sipped on he sipped a mimosa.
See,
let's not act like he
the
was.
The thing was like, oh, sorry, babe,
hammering whiskeys or anything like that.
He said,
that.
"Go ahead, you're allowed to." Continue.
Yeah, thanks. No, what I want to know though is what I first want. What did you do for your birthday yesterday?
Well,
run through it for us.
I went to go see my mom.
Okay,
how's mom's? She's good. She's moving to Dallas.
Why? She can't stand you anymore. She's like, I'm out of here.
No. But like, she made roast. And
Your mom made you a roast for your birthday?
Yeah, it was good though. Was it a rump roast? No.
Is that your favorite meal? Does your parents be like, hey, what's your favorite meal? And you say roast?
My favorite meal is chicken Alfredo, but she just made a roast.
Okay.
But it was good. It was good.
Love me some chicken Alfredo.
I do too.
But so your mom made you a roast. So you're obviously not your mom's favorite kid. That we can establish the fact that she
probably
made you a roast.
Not, no.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two. It's me and my sister and my brother Dylan and my.
So you don't say your sister's name, but
no,
you say your brother's
cares
name.
About
what's
her?
Your sister's name?
Amber.
Is she hot?
She's 17.
Okay, well,
whoa,
I don't need to know that.
Barry.
There, I figured
Barry,
she
that's
was hella older.
Creepy.
Well, I don't know how old
Barry,
she is. How old's your
Barry,
brother?
We need to get Chris Hansen in here.
Are you the oldest?
He's like 14.
Your brother's 14.
I'm the
your sister's 17.
Or whatever that's called, Chris Hansen.
No, Chris and Hansen's about to appear.
So 22, 17, and 14.
I think, no, Dylan's was born in 04.
It doesn't matter. He's the youngest, right?
Yeah.
So you're the oldest. So you're the role model for your siblings.
I guess.
Oh,
that
God.
Sucks.
I feel sorry for them.
All of them carrot tops?
So your mom made you roast and you didn't drink. I'm guessing you didn't get any ass either.
Yes, I did not. But like,
wait.
I figured you'd already know.
What kind of answer is yes, I did not?
I don't know.
Why you were trying to make it sound like you got some ass?
You can't put me on the spot like that.
I can, Trey,
well,
and I did.
Right. That's good point. That's actually why you're here.
Good point.
Okay, now, so yesterday while you were gone, we brought in the interns.
I heard.
Yeah, and it didn't go well.
How did
they
Jay
all
do?
Sucked?
You know, I saw Jay the other day. That guy. That's a character right there.
Jay. Which one is Jay?
You don't know Jay? He was like the best intern y'all had yesterday.
We don't really
is
don't have
Is Jay
it.
The one with the accent that was pouring it on a little thick?
No, that's Javier. He's good too.
Is it J-Bo? Is that the
no,
one?
That was, he's they're all good. But like
J-Bo came on a little strong.
Was it? Who was the one that?
Jay Cash. You know, you called him Jake Ass or Jake whatever. You tried to make a joke.
That's probably Joel.
Yeah.
No, it was me, and it was probably Barry who tried to smash me on the air.
It was okay. Yeah.
So, I don't even remember Jay. That's how good he did.
Was he
second?
Did he go second? Guy whose dad, he's only going to college because his dad has a business.
His dad is in construction. And
right.
I
don't remember Jay.
You don't remember Jay?
Did he go last?
No, he went right third. After the asteroids. Third.
Oh, okay. I remember Jay now.
The asteroids, they need a pitcher,
by the way. They do, the asteroids. They do. Now... So you heard all of the interns.
Yeah,
what is your assessment of your fellow interns?
Well,
honest now, Trey.
You gotta
look
be
at
honest.
Me. You look at me in the face right
Why
now.
Are you flipping me off?
I'm not flipping you off. I'm giving you the two fingers. I'm pointing eye to eye here. You look at me in the face.
You give me your
honest assessment of this crop of interns.
Well,
are they crap or are they okay?
Brittany, like, I think she didn't do very good. Not that
you think she didn't do very good.
No,
she called them the Houston Asteroids. She did terrible.
Not to say that like she's bad at her job or anything.
She's terrible
at
sports.
But she called them the Asteroids. I mean,
this isn't
Galaga or this isn't an arcade.
We already brought Space Invaders in. Turn the page.
Yeah. Okay. So the rest of this crop of interns, is there something to work with? Are we going to have a superstar like you?
I think Jay Bo is pretty good. But I don't think anybody beats Jay Cash.
Cash was money.
Jay Cash is probably going to have a show from 4 to 7.
No, I doubt it. The Blitz is too good for that. Blitz is too good for that. So your honest assessment, Jay Cash aside, your honest assessment of these interns, is there anyone going to be a star like you?
I don't know if I'm a star, but Javier is good.
Who's replacing you with Monday Movie Moments?
Somebody with a name that starts with M, I guess. So it could be, you could get...
No. By the way, someone suggested last night, I was at the open mic at the Improv, someone suggested that we have Trey do Pootie Tang.
What's that?
For Monday Movie Moments. And I'll be damned if I wasn't mad that we've canceled it, because that's a great idea to do Pootie Tang.
You can always bring it back.
No, don't get ahead of yourself,
You weren't in the studio for 3 hours.
Yes, we were.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were.
No way.
How long were we in the studio for, Nick?
Not a chance, Lance.
Yes, because we did several of them at once, and it takes you forever, as noted by the audio.
It took like 30 minutes.
Not a chance,
Trey.
Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah, you should stop making things up.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Right?
Your name starts with a T.
T.
But yet whoever we get should start with an M.
Because like it'd be like Monday Movie Moments with like Michael, and it'd be like the triple M's, you know? It's like you got alliteration.
Don't make me regret bringing you in here, Trey.
I'm already regretting it.
I'm sorry.
You're either spot on fire or you are just...
Trey, what's the one? Okay, now you're a seasoned veteran,
right?
Intern here. Right. Like, I think you're going to be a professional intern.
Thank you.
Like, that's not a compliment.
Oh, like maybe I should quit.
Yeah, like you should go do something to where you get paid.
Yeah, good point.
But you're really good at doing things for free. That's not a great thing. But you are a really good intern,
and you've
had a good run here. So, what is the one bit of advice you would give all the new interns out there in the bullpen?
Don't be late.
Were you late a lot? Is that an issue?
No, I've never been late in my life.
Okay, so don't be late. That's your one big tip?
Don't call them the Asteroids, because that's stupid. Like, okay. You can't call them the Asteroids.
In general, we know specifically that she didn't do all that well, but in general, what's a big tip for an intern
when you get, like, a chance to go on the radio?
Yeah?
Don't swear.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you do,
that's
don't.
Good.
And when you get a chance to be on the board, don't turn your mic on during break. Always press IFB. Whatever you do, do not turn your mic on.
Did you do this?
Yes.
Did you swear during the break?
No, I said I did not swear.
Okay.
What about all those racial comments you made in the outtakes?
I never made any racial comments, all right? I never said the N-word.
Trey, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, man.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet.
Nice headphones.
Thanks.
Those are the ones you brought in.
No, I think he was saying to Joel.
I was going to ask him on the way out.
So you don't leave. We're not done yet.
Yeah, because of the fact
that... Be a professional.
You're the elder statesman of the family.
Right.
Right? You got a brother and a sister.
Yes.
You got interns that you have to set a good example for.
Right.
Barry's already pointed out you should start making some money.
Yeah,
have you set for your birthday a year of goals that need to be achieved?
Yes.
What are they?
I don't know. Go on the board more. You know, I don't have any goals.
You just said you did.
You don't have any goals?
I just wanted to impress you.
but he had to impress me by telling me what the goals were.
He's not your dad. You don't have to impress him.
Oh, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Baby? Did you just say you banged Trey's mom?
No, maybe he has to
Trey,
impress
you're going
to
let him talk to your mom like that?
Of the two of us, you have to impress me. I appreciate that. Hey,
I don't think you should talk about my mom that way.
Dude, Crystal Collins' birthday, the
I'll give you $5 if you punch Joel. I'll give you $5. You already I'll give you $10 to punch Joel.
I'm not going to punch Joel.
Why not? 20?
He might
50.
He might be a good fighter.
Nick, how much do you have?
I might punch you back for free.
I'll cough out $20.
All right, 70 bucks to punch Joel.
I'm not going to punch him. No.
40 bucks. I'll cough out another. I'll go to the
90 ATM. Bucks to all right, we're going to start a GoFundMe.
I'm 60 not bucks.
What did Crystal say?
Crystal's birthday was yesterday, too.
Oh, happy birthday.
I said two peas in a pod. She,
really?
I don't know. She was fighting it at first, but then I said, coincidence? I think not. You're both Cowboy fans.
I think she's too good for me.
She said, Trey's my son. I made the roast.
No, that's not my mom. She is, no. My mom's name is Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming
Kelly.
In.
Thanks
happy
coming
birthday,
in,
Trey.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Anytime.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Turn your microphone off. There you go.
Don't get up yet, though. We're not out.
Barry, that was a miss. So, we try.
Huh?
We try. Sometimes it's a hit. Sometimes it's a miss.
I don't think so.
I thought that was a hit.
Dude, it's Trey. We just had to... He's our bud.
We'll
we had to bring him in.
Line.
It's not all going to be gold.
All right, we'll see.
It's not all going to be perfect.
Nick's right. We'll see. We'll check listener response.
I'll take a single. You don't always have to hit a home run. You just get on base. Right?
Okay, slugger. We're gonna go with our hour number two lineup because hour number one has been so much fun. One in the books, two to go, plenty more show. Hit us up on the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.